Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, Morgan Common is one of the big whistleblowers, insiders at Facebook that went public for these documents from this year where they are beginning to go after even, quote, truthful statements. We're going to show you some of those documents concerning COVID-19, the vaccines, all of it. And Tucker Carlson had him on last night. Again, he did protect his identity, but he decided yesterday to go ahead and go public, and he's there at the Project Veritas headquarters, it looks like. So we're going to be going to him on the other side of this short segment, but I wanted to air the Tucker Carlson piece. We salute him for going public, and this is the Achilles heel of these deceptive megacorporations, as the truth is coming out because of insiders. Here it is.
Earlier this week, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas did this country yet another public service. They obtained internal documents from a whistleblower at Facebook. The whistleblower explained that Facebook automatically flags comments that express any concern about the coronavirus vaccine.
Facebook uses classifiers in their algorithms to determine certain content to be what they call vaccine hesitant. What they call it vaccine hesitancy, and without the user's knowledge, they assign a score to these comments that's called a VH score, the vaccine hesitancy score. And based on that score, will demote or leave the comment alone, depending on the content within the comment.
According to those documents, here's one example of what Facebook considers a Tier 1 vaccine hesitancy comment. Quote, if the vaccines are so useful, then why do we still need to wear a mask or social distance afterward? Fair question, but not allowed. Morgan Kallman is the whistleblower who exposed all of this. He's been suspended from his job at Facebook. He joins us now. Morgan, thanks so much for coming on and for your bravery. It sounds like any real questions at all about the vaccines are not allowed by Facebook.
Yeah, Tucker, that's true. Basically, the way that they set this up is that anything that questions the vaccine or the narrative regarding the vaccine, which is, you know, everyone should get the vaccine and, you know, the vaccine is good and you're not going to have very many bad side effects, anything outside of that realm is basically considered under vaccine hesitancy by Facebook's algorithms.
Is there any motive that you can understand? Like, why would they want to ban people from asking honest questions or reporting real side effects?
Well, honestly, Tucker, I think that they're afraid of what people might conclude if they see that other people are having negative side effects. And they think that this is going to drive up vaccine hesitancy among the population, and they see that as something that they have to combat. But honestly, I think that that is not something that... basically, my moral compass says that that is not the right thing to do, because basically the users at Facebook are not aware that this is going on. And if you're using Facebook or a social platform and they're censoring the content of your comments unbeknownst to you, I think that's highly immoral.
It is highly immoral. So is that so? You are willing to lose your job, and it sounds like you have or will, for coming forward. Is that why you came forward?
Yeah, I believe that any consequences that are bestowed onto me by Facebook as a result of this leak and these documents that I've leaked to Project Veritas, I think any of those consequences don't really weigh much when it comes to having to live with myself and ask myself the rest of my life, you know, I saw these documents and I had the opportunity to, you know, show the public this and what's going on behind the scenes, and I didn't do it. And I wouldn't be able to live with myself after that.
I consider that heroic. This country used to consider whistleblowing heroic. Have you been treated as a hero?
Among the close company I have now, yes. As for Facebook, they decided to suddenly tell me to stop my work one day while I was at work, call me into a meeting with my supervisor and a security guard. They removed all my company equipment from me, my company laptop, company cell phone, and my badge, my access badge. They walked me out to my car and basically informed me that they would be having an investigatory meeting with me at a later date, which they actually...
All right, now Facebook has responded. It's like, oh, we told our employees this isn't secret. But, of course, it is secret, as all criminal activities are. They're really out of control. They're now censoring Congress when they have hearings about this, and members of Parliament in Australia. Stay with us. We'll talk to this man for now.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the president of Microsoft, Brad Smith of all people, says life will be like Orwell's 1984 by 2024 if AI is allowed to surveil us and control us. Well, it's already 1984 for 3 billion users of Facebook, and new internal documents a few days ago came out, Project Veritas, with two whistleblowers, and one of them, Morgan Common, has gone public before he was just blacked out in the studio to protect his identity, but they went ahead and called him in and discovered and figured out who had dared mention the guidelines, the orders, that anything true event or a fact where someone's been hurt by a vaccine or has questions or is telling people that they have a right to basically not be forced to do it, anything critical in any way is not allowed. But, of course, they didn't want you to know that. A member of Parliament in Australia a few weeks ago who said that you shouldn't have forced inoculations, he's banned on Facebook. Facebook's now announced that anyone that questioned the election results in Congress, which the Democrats did 4 years ago, 5 years ago for Biden, that they won't be allowed to engage in political activity on Facebook, including Senator Ted Cruz. So the tyranny is here. It's not coming. But I love their response that, oh, this was a secret. We let employees know about it. But if they talk about it to anybody, they're fired. Morgan Common joins us. GoSendGo.com/expose Facebook. Everybody needs our support who's doing this. This is the real war, and people tell them the truth of the frontline soldiers. So this is one of the biggest censorship stories ever. It's incredible. Thanks for joining us, Morgan. This is just broken the last 48 hours, and I guess you've just been discovered recently as the pro-human mole inside Facebook. Give us your gestalt of what's happening and other points you'd like to add. Basically, you've got the floor.
All right. Thank you, Alex. So basically, after Facebook saw the story where I came out and my identity was hidden, I went back to work after I got back from producing that story, and I was working, and they basically said, hey, we need you to stop all your work and immediately come bring all your personal stuff and all your work equipment to this meeting in a conference room. So I did as I was told and went up there and went to the room. I got a security guard and my main supervisor there. They informed me that I was under investigation. They took my employee access badge. They took my laptop. They took my phone, my work laptop and my work phone, and basically said, yeah, you know, and they put me on the phone with a third-party representative who was in contact with Facebook, who informed me, yes, you're under investigation. We're going to file a request for a meeting on this date. And then I was like, okay, sounds good. And then the security guard walked me out to my car, and, you know, after that is when I decided to go public.
What do you make of their public response to it? I've got the quotes here. Talk about Orwellian. They're like, oh, this is no big deal. We tell employees we do this. There's nothing happening here.
Yeah, I honestly expected this response from them. A lot of times their public, well, most of it, their public policy and their private policy is written very differently. Their public policy is written in a way that is, it makes it very easy to defend. It's very ambiguous. It's very flip-floppy and smoky. And that way, if it's questioned, they can just come up with you know, whatever the new term of the day is to say, well, this is just reducing harm and we're just helping people out. But internally, things are much more specific. Obviously, you know, you look at these documents and they have very specific things on here, and they know exactly what they're doing. And yeah.
And now here you are sitting in Project Veritas Studios, I guess, in New York. This has been quite a week for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, very little sleep. It's kind of surreal for me, but I know that despite all the hardships I'm going through now, this has to get out. You know, people had to see this. I couldn't really – not releasing this does not align with my moral compass. There's no way that I could have not released this and lived with myself. And, I mean, this is not just about me. It's not just about the United States. It's not just about Facebook. It's about the entire world. These people really are creating a model and have created, really, a model that's live right now. They've created a model that – for vaccine hesitancy now, but this could actually expand to include really any topic. And I think that maybe it will still, but had I not come out this, it certainly would have.
Well, we know that there's similar systems. We know during the election they were blocking pro-Trump stuff. What else did you witness while you were inside Facebook?
So one thing that was kind of disconcerting is when I actually discovered this document, it was posted on an internal social media platform that Facebook uses called Workplace. And the comments from the people who have access to that internal platform were actually, there was a lot of positive comments saying, this is very exciting. I'm very glad that we can do this. I've even seen people, employees make complaints like, hey, I got an anti-vaccine or a vaccine hesitant post put in my recommendations. I want this to be fixed, please. And but as far as like, you know, water cooler conversations and around the office, you know, personal conversations with people in person, they seem to be against censoring this kind of thing, and they think that everyone should be able to make their own choice because it is a personal choice. So it's kind of concerning.
There are so many different facets to this, so many angles. Imagine this is your chance, like talking to 5 million people last night, Tucker Carlson, probably 2 million people conservatively are tuned in right now. What else do you want the public to know?
I want the public to know that I'm just a normal person. I come from a town that has way less than 10,000 people in the middle of nowhere. And just because you don't have notoriety, just because you're not, you know, you don't think that you're a somebody, doesn't mean that if you have access to information like this that could help people that you can bring it out. You can definitely bring it out. There are people like Project Veritas. You can go to veritastips@protonmail.com. They will help you out. They do this kind of thing for, you know, this is one of their sticks, you know, and they will take care of you. There's a lot of people that are on your side. You know, it's a silent majority, but it's really hard for the average person because of the consequences. I mean, Facebook is a very, very powerful company. You know, they're not even really beholden to, you know, the U.S. government. So,
well, absolutely. The U.S. government, I'm sure you saw the news that members of Congress that were going to have a 10-day investigation, which is totally legal. Again, Democrats did it 5 years ago. They challenged Trump's election, if you remember, and tried to not even get the delegates to be seated. They're trying to say anybody that was trying to hold a vote on January 6th before the riot, that they don't get to be political or promote themselves on Facebook. I mean, that's directly interfering in our election.
Yes, it's totally Orwellian, and I think that comparison by the Microsoft CEO to 1984, yeah, that's certainly correct. And I think that what they're trying to do, you know, this, they know the power they're wielding, and I think a lot of times too, with especially with the internal employees and the software engineers, they take advantage of people's good nature, where then they try to say, you know, you guys are helping out and the world needs this and you guys are heroes. And one of their stated goals, even in one of the documents, says that they want people to know that they did this and then they want to take credit for their work. And I think that if people need to, you know, go in and see these kind of things, and they need to follow their more moral compass and say, yeah, even though I'm an exec at Facebook, this is wrong and we should not be doing this. And if, you know, you receive opposition, make it public.
Morgan Common is a major whistleblower. We really appreciate him joining us. We got one more segment with him. How do people reach out to you? How do other IT companies that might want you to work with them who are moral, how do people reach out to you for employment, or how do people reach out to you for interviews?
All right, if you guys want to reach out to me for interviews, the best way to do that and fastest would probably be just to go through Project Veritas. You can contact them on their website. And then if you want to support me personally, we set up a fundraiser on givesendgo.com/expose Facebook. And you can go there and donate there. And then I also included some cryptocurrency links to some addresses in there you can use as well.
Well, it's important to build our own community and to support and celebrate people that expose the criminal activity of Facebook. I mean, they're not going to like this information coming out. They're not very happy right now because they say right here, we want to suppress the truth, true events and facts. That is amazing.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they're scrambling damage control mode right now.
How do you think Facebook got to be the most powerful? I think more powerful than Google, more powerful than Apple. Hands down, worldwide, involving all these elections, politics, telling countries what they can and can't do. I mean, who died and made Mark Zuckerberg God?
I think that, honestly, Mark Zuckerberg had his own ideas in the beginning. And, yeah, he's still a part of it now, so he's certainly not to escape blame. But I think that this is something that has grown way out of his control. I think there's a group of people behind the scenes that are, you know, kind of like a board or something that are making all the calls and stuff like that. And,
bingo! You know, exactly. Just like Henry Ford was one thing, and then the other group took over his foundation. It's the same thing. Gates took over IBM's foundation. Most folks don't know that through his mother. But exactly. You have the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups that are now taking over the board of Facebook and are in control. So the left is in control of a 3 billion person army they can influence, bully, and control in a giant brainwashing gulag. We've got a lot of news on that as well coming up. We've got major whistleblower Morgan Common. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Morgan Common is our guest, Facebook insider, that chose to come forward with Facebook internal company documents detailing a plan to, quote, curb vaccine hesitancy. It's not even a vaccine. It's a GMO thing they've cooked up on a global scale. The stated goal of the feature is to drastically reduce user exposure to vaccine-hesitant comments, like people dying, like the BBC presenter that just died from a blood clot in her brain after she took it. I mean, it's just an everyday occurrence that some famous person dies, and they've pulled a bunch of these vaccines around the world. When you even try to share that fact, they block it. So what is it like for these content moderators, sir, when you see a doctor, you know, talking to a legislature in Florida, and I remember Facebook censored that, and Twitter censored it, and so did YouTube, or you see congressional hearings where they gave testimony, I remember 6 months ago, about Wuhan Lab being probably where it came from. And I remember seeing where YouTube took that down. It's not just Facebook. It's Google, sub-companies. I mean, they're all doing it where now legislature testimony we can't see. I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, Alex, it's absolutely outrageous, and these people, to think that they even have the power to do this and totally get away with it is one of the things that really rubs me the wrong way. Where they're like, yeah, you know, this is totally normal, and we're going to do this, and you're not going to ask any questions. You're just going to keep going, and as long as we let you have your Facebook and your Instagram, then you'll say okay.
Well, I would expect more people to go public, and whistleblowers are watching. I know that Project Veritas is a great network, and they've been helping whistleblowers that come forward get other jobs, get support up front, because it's hard to lose your job, but it's even harder to be part of an evil organization without giving away any other employees or coworkers that also had similar thoughts, because, you know, the Facebook folks are spying on you and watching us right now. But what was the sense of other people around you? Were they concerned, or were you more like Winston Smith in 1984, the Ministry of Truth, just keeping it to yourself?
Other people were absolutely concerned. I had many, many conversations with many different people on this, both on the internal platform and in person. And yeah, people are very concerned about this. You know, they're concerned that Facebook even cares what your personal medical choices are and that they would moderate your content based on that. And they also don't get, you know, they're like, what's the big deal? Like, what's the whole thing behind this? But you know what? They never get a straight answer. Never get a straight answer on that. And I think that's one of the things where people, even if they don't know a lot about the vaccines and the efficacy and, you know, all the hubbub, at least when they see, well, why can't we talk about it? That's a huge red flag, even to the average person, I think.
And again, you have the Microsoft president saying AI is 1984 when it censors and controls you. Is it the act of censoring somebody even before it's posted, which I see is in the report about you and others, that you and others said we have to do something because they're even suppressing stuff before it ever makes it on the platform?
Yeah. They'll suppress things before it even makes it to your page. And then they'll actually also suppress recommendations. If content is found to be vaccine hesitant, they'll make it so that it can't even be recommended to other people. So they're absolutely trying to stifle the spread. They're trying to stifle the free speech. And honestly, like I said, this vaccine hesitancy thing is just, you know, small change compared to what this model could be applied to, which is literally anything. They could apply this to any topic they want on their platform.
So we think about Iran as a threat, and I agree, it's a threat. And we think about Russia could be a threat. China definitely is a major threat to America. But if we become and let companies become far worse than even they are, then we've already lost the war of our own choosing. We've already run up the white flag to evil.
Yeah, it's the arrogance of the human intellect. You know, we think that we are so great and we discover these and create these technological marvels. And then we say, yes, we can control this and we know everything about this in and out. And, you know, people don't even think about the fact that, well, maybe we don't know this. Maybe we're playing with fire.
Well, look, if my wife posts a photo of me on my birthday and it gets 20,000 likes, Twitter takes it down. I remember a couple of years ago when I said Biden's got cognitive problems, probably had another stroke. Just speculation. Most doctors agreed with me at the time. A bunch of them, I mean, you know, that were questioned, said it looks like he has had another stroke. We know he had major brain surgery. You know, 20 years ago, almost died. And Facebook came out and said, Jones is in a special area of dangerous persons, and so you may not mention him unless it's negative. And then they went on to say, but it's okay to organize violence against him. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, and you know, and this is classic Facebook behavior. They're just going to say, well, they won't give you a straight answer. They say, well, he's being harmful or he's doing this and doing that, and we're doing this in your best interest. But isn't that what all, you know, people who are, you know, con artists, isn't that what they always say? We're doing this in your best interest. This is for you. When really, if you look behind the scenes, it's like, okay, then, well, why can't I have the information? Why didn't you make this public? If this is my profile and my data, and they even have a feature where you can download the data they have on you, allegedly, all the data, then why can't we see it? And they won't answer that question. And I think we all know why.
Well, the left wants to take over Facebook to control it. And so Facebook went ahead and just gave them control so that Congress wouldn't do it officially. And I think that's an even more dangerous perfect storm. What do you think should be done to Facebook? I mean, broken up into, what, six different parts? Or
this is what I think. I don't think there should be government regulation because I think that has the same potential to get out of hand as Facebook's power that they have now. I think what should happen is we need to rise up as individuals to say, we are not going to use Facebook. This is it. This is how it's going to be because you are their product. And so if you get up and walk out and say, I'm not using it anymore, because if you, unless you guys tell me exactly what's going on with my content that I post on your platform, I'm not doing it anymore. I don't think government regulation is going to help. I don't think trying to get other companies involved is going to help that much ultimately. Because there's too much of a vested interest. It's too powerful of a tool. But people like us as individuals on an individual level, we can't control that like, you know, a corporate board can. And so we can say, I'm not using it.
Well, sir, all I can say is I'm impressed with what you've done. You are a hero. In the beginning, when a patriot is a scarce man, he's hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Well, you're doing this way before the avalanche happens against tyranny. But we're looking for that avalanche. We're looking for that chain reaction. We're looking for that huge wake-up call, and you're right. It's going to happen with the people. In 1984, it's going to happen with the proles. It's going to happen when the common person has a revolution of the mind and realizes that they've been made the product, that they're being dehumanized through that process and take control of their identity and themselves again and realize you wouldn't let your wife or husband know all this about you that Facebook knows. You wouldn't let your wife or husband or your boss know any of the stuff that Google knows about you or your smart TV or your iPhone. Why did we let ourselves ever get in this position?
I think that if you look at the old movie The Network, there's a speech in that movie by the main anchor, and he says, you know, as long as you just leave me alone with my steel-belted radio and my TV and my toaster, and I won't say anything, and I'll be quiet, and I won't do anything. And I think, you know, that's a position that a lot of people take, and I don't blame them for that. There's a lot of risk to coming out here, but at the same time, it's, you know, weigh the risk and weigh the benefit. Would you rather live your life as essentially a slave in all ways but the most obvious? Or would you rather stand up for what's right and be able to say, I don't care how my life was, even if I was destitute until the day I died, I did the right thing and I can be comfortable knowing I did the right thing.
And that attitude builds a beautiful civilization. The one of groveling builds a total tyranny. Morgan Common, thank you. Very impressed. Go, sendgo.com/exposed. Facebook people should support him there. Thank you so much. We salute you, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in.
or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
With God forever,
as you are with Christ. Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the globalists are the parasites that are enslaving China and enslaving Europe and enslaving Africa and enslaving all the rest of the world. And as soon as we start calling out the COVID-19 hoax lockdown, and as soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison.
The Great Reset is a psychological warfare program to scare you into submission. The masks are the symbol of the permanent lockdown and the slavery. Tens of millions have already starved to death in the third world during the great lockdown. The U.S. is being collapsed. It is a public plan called the Great Reset. The Great Reset. The Great Reset. You are in grave danger. You are in grave danger. Phase two of the Great Reset is a bioweapon release. COVID-19 was only a drill. COVID-19 was only a drill for the real attack Bill Gates says is coming. Because Bill Gates and the UN and Klaus Schwab are behind the Great Reset. You are in grave danger. The next attack will be a real bioweapon attack. Prepare your families. You are in grave danger.
You are under globalist attack. You are under globalist depopulation.
The Great Reset is preparing you for a real bioweapon attack. COVID-19 was only the test drill. I told you this a year ago. Now they admit it's only a test drill. They're going to tell you next your dogs and cats have a deadly virus and you've got to euthanize them. And you will euthanize your dogs and cats in mass. That's one of the plans Gates has, to say your dogs and cats will have the next virus and you will kill them as a sacrament, as a leftist, just as you kill your children. Remember, you will kill your dogs and cats when you are ordered to, when Bill Gates says they have a virus in them. Gates will launch that attack, in my approximation, within 24 months. Giant bio weapons attacks are coming. Giant bioweapon attacks are coming. COVID-19 was only the test drill. You are in grave danger. 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 The Great Reset is a plan to put you under martial law before they release the real bioweapons. Please look in to the Great Reset for yourself before it's too late. The terrorist is Bill Gates and his controllers.
We have lived in the bosom of freedom for so long that Americans have no idea how much danger they are in. And the Great Reset is a plan to bankrupt you, lock you down, release a real bioweapon on you, and kill you. Once you've taken the vaccine, it's a binary weapon that programs your cells with a repressor protein that once that comes in contact with the next virus, you will die very quickly. They are implanting you to murder you with phase two. The mRNA vaccine is a binary weapon. On record, top scientists have said it. I've met with top scientists, billionaires on this. They said it will kill you when they release the next virus because the cells will be programmed with the protein inside.
The Great Reset is upon us. You are in grave danger. The Great Reset is upon us. Research the Great Reset. Research the Great Reset. COVID-19 is an overblown hoax designed to destroy the economy and put us all on welfare.
All right, folks, that is video from last April and May. Different demonstrations that we engage in. It goes on and on. We've posted it at band.video just to show people that are new viewers and listeners what we were out exposing a long time ago. Now you hear arrest Fauci, arrest Gates. So great job the listeners being supporters of this broadcast, which is the tip of the spear so we can get this information out. Now, we shoot live reports here on air and we cut them up. That's what the segments are. It's just live reports on air with callers and guests and myself. And then we post in the band-out video. So I get an idea of what people think is most important. The name of the report you just saw is You Are in Grave Danger, Alex Jones Warned of the Great Reset Culling Last Year. They just posted it about an hour ago. It's already got 10,000 views. Very important to get that out. But what I'm getting at now is something just as important, and that's energy. And when we shoot reports on this, no one really cares. I mean, it'll get 30,000 views instead of 2 million views. And it's all part of the same globalist plan. It's all part of the same operation. And what am I talking about? Well, Biden announced 2 days ago with an executive order that I think is unconstitutional, clearly, that no lithium batteries or solar panels or any of the things being made in the U.S. under his stimulus package, because he's tying the money to that, can be from mined rare earth minerals that are needed in their construction from the United States. Because under the globalist agreements, China is supposed to have control of rare earth minerals. It's an unofficial treaty. But you heard the last guest bring up the movie Network. And in the movie Network, they tell you how it works. When Howard Beale, the newscaster, the fictitious newscaster, goes in to talk to the big banker head that owns the TV network, he tells him, Mr. Beale, you don't just think that we're going to let these companies continue to be American. We're not. This is globalism. We let certain countries control certain things and others control other things. That's how we control the world corporately so no country ever gets too powerful. But, of course, that then gives the corporations all the power. Let me think of what to search on network to actually find that clip. That would be Howard Beale. There it is. You found the clip. Maybe we should play that next segment if we have time to download it and get it. But here's what I'm getting at. I've actually been given quite a few of these speeches. They're remarkably the same as the movie, just in modern context. And I'm not bragging when I tell you that story. You know, a lot of other people have gotten a similar speech. And a lot of them have actually bought into it, but then later found out that what they were being told wasn't actually the case. But let me just get back to where I was. When we talk about energy, and we talk about how if you control that, you control everything, Biden came out and said, we cannot do any mining in America to speak of for rare earth minerals. And with regulations and controls, they've basically banned gold mining, silver mining, and other things that happened there previously. There is no lead mining or lead smelting in the United States, period. Well, guess what he's done now? We'll tell you about it on the other side of this quick break. But when you talk about deindustrialization, this is it. There's a nice cartoon for TV viewers. We'll come back and cover the cartoon and more on the other side. Find out who Biden just waived sanctions on.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You'll find us Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Alex Jones Show right here on the InfoWars Pro-Human Anti-Globalist Network. And then weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. Owen Schroyer, The War Room. Over at weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday edition. We have other live Saturday transmissions as well. Find all the details at InfoWars.com/show. Okay. Look at this headline on MSM.com. Biden says he lifted sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 because it's almost completely finished. That's not a joke. And that is a Russian to Germany pipeline. Merkel is very upset that they're putting a U.S. sanction on a pipeline to Germany. So what is it to shut down the Keystone pipeline? It's a blockade. It's not just a sanction. It's an act of war. So, you see, that's really what the shutdown of the Keystone pipeline was all about. Was a blockade, was a sanction. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 is sanctions on select countries and peoples. Biden says he's lifted sanctions on Nord Stream 2 because it's almost completely finished. President Biden said that he lifted sanctions on the Russian to Germany pipeline, Nord Stream 2, because it's almost completely finished. They didn't use the excuse that, fossil fuels, because it carries both natural gas and oil and gas, gasoline, natural gas, you can carry it all, just like the Keystone pipeline could, just like other pipelines like Colonial can. No. They say because Russia's evil and meddled in our election with no evidence. That was their excuse to try to get that shut down. But, oh, it's been tens of billions of dollars to build it. It's just being completed, so it gets to stay open. Because he doesn't want to commit an act of war on Russia and Germany, but he can beat up Americans politically all he wants. Biden says he lifted sanctions on Nord Stream 2 because it's almost completely finished. It's not like I can allow Germany to do something or not, Biden continued. Because I've been opposed to Nord Stream from the beginning. Actually, the Ukrainian company he and his son were involved in or heavily involved in it. So at the end of the day, he is on the Russian payroll. But whatever. I say don't close the Russian pipeline. Bring more energy to more people. That brings down prices. But it shows how it all works. So here's the cartoon. Shows two roughnecks working on a drilling rig for oil. Biden waived sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So then shutting down an American pipeline and letting the Russians' pipeline open? If that doesn't tell you how it all works, nothing will. So that's how the cow ate the cabbage. You know, let's play a clip from the 1970s film Network where Howard Beale has shut down the acquisition of their news company by the Saudis, and the big corporate chairman of the multinational conglomerate explains to him about the New World Order. Here it is.
Good morning, Mr. Beale. They tell me you're a madman.
Only dizzle to relieve.
How are you now?
I'm as mad as a hatter.
Who is it? I'm going to take you into our conference room. Seems more seemly a setting for what I have to say to you. I started as a salesman, Mr. Beale. I sold sewing machines and automobile parts, hairbrushes, and electronic equipment. They say I can sell anything. I'd like to try to sell something to you. Valhalla, Mr. Beale. Please, sit down. Deal. That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale? You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale.
All right, it goes on from there. You can go watch the full thing, but call it the network CEO speech, and it should pop up. Maybe if you guys tell me what they call it online, I can tell listeners. I'm not going to play the whole thing here, but that's exactly what these guys do. And I've had the heads of major Fortune 500 companies repeatedly call you up the top of something that looks pretty similar to that. In fact, I was in one boardroom that had the green lights and the, you know, the English style brown wood, but most of it's more modern these days. And they give you those little speeches. And they say, do you want to be on this crusade that's going nowhere, Mr. Jones? Or do you want to be a leader who could actually add their 2 cents to this big group of corporate super leaders? The superclass, Alex. You can be a leader of the superclass. You can help lead your people towards a better world. Here's the problem. They're not doing that. See, they have the big corporations take over, not to build this big utopia, kumbaya, corporate system. No, they did it to then have robots and computers take over and make humans obsolete and phase out the humans. So the globalists that already hate themselves, they believe, can climb out of this body into some type of silicon system. Because they've given up on life. They screw people over to get where they are, and they decided there's nothing worth anything on this planet, not even their grandchildren. In fact, most of them don't have children. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to get a bunch of other news, and then we got a great guest host taking over in the fourth hour. But I'll just say this. The mega banks have all the money, thousands of times what their real assets, and they're using that now to make you eat bugs, to make you not live healthy, to make you not have a good life. They're going to force the economies onto electric cars. They're going to force everything onto what they want because it's controllable. They're making everything ugly and obsolete. Well, guess what? I'm sticking around. I'm not obsolete. I say the New World Order and their corporate fascist model is what's obsolete. And all the little leftist follower idiots that are lining up to be killed are making themselves obsolete. I'm sticking around. I'm not going anywhere. I think you're the same way. So if you believe like I do, you believe in God, you believe these corporate guys aren't God, then fill your hand today in the fight and spread the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, NewsWars, all of it. Paul Watson's great site, Summit.News. And don't forget Band.Video. And financially support us while getting great products at the same time. You can still use the market, what's left of it, to fight back. But by supporting independent media, you do just that. Store-wide free shipping through next Tuesday. Double Patriot points, DNA Force Plus, back in stock. And then so many other great items like Prostagard, like Pollen Block, like Super Male Vitality, like Ultra 12 and Vaso Beats, all 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. The time to wait is over, and air filters, it's all there. Memorial Day Mega Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm selling high-quality products, and I'm selling freedom, and I'm selling a human future, and I'm selling putting Fauci and Gates and others in prison.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.